This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Russian authorities are trying to learn why two planes from the same airport crashed almost simultaneously. The planes took off last night. They were carrying a total of up to 90 people. We should caution that the first information received about a plane crash often changes, but some witnesses said they heard an explosion before one of the planes crashed, and the other plane, we're told, sent a distress signal. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is covering this story from Moscow. And Lawrence, what have you learned?
These planes both, as you stated, Steve, took off from the same Moscow airport. One of the planes headed to the southern city of Volgograd, the second on its way to Sochi, which is a resort on the Black Sea coast. The first plane crashed about 125 miles south of Moscow near the city of Tula. Witnesses, as you said, reported hearing a loud explosion overhead, and thereafter much of the debris on the ground was found. No survivors there. There are about 43 people, at least 43 people on board as we know it so far. Now, the second plane crashed much further south. This is the plane which emitted the distress signal. That plane apparently broke up at a higher altitude. Its debris spread over a very large area of 2, 3, 4 kilometers, apparently. Again, no survivors in that case, 46 people on board. That plane was on its way, as I said, to Sochi, where, ironically, President Vladimir Putin has been spending his summer holiday.
Russian authorities have said that they are investigating the possibility of terrorism. Other than this distress signal that you mentioned, is there other evidence suggesting that?
Well, it's just the simultaneous nature of these crashes. There were only 2 or 3 minutes between the times when these planes went off the radar screen. Very, very ominous, to say the least. Then we have the signal that one of the planes had been hijacked. So, no, the Russian authorities are not saying anything more specific than this, but all of the signals are starting to point towards what would indicate a terrorist-type attack.
What is security like, Lawrence, at the airport from which these planes took off?
Well, after the 9/11 attacks in the U.S., airport security in Russia was heightened as well. Having said that, it's not nearly as rigorous today as the security that one would find in an American airport. One, for instance, does not have metal detectors in the doorways to the airport itself. You have to get up actually to the security section before you pass through metal detectors and before you are usually patted down and searched and put your things through an X-ray machine.
This is a very busy airport, wasn't it?
Very busy airport, mostly domestic flights, holidaymakers going to destinations in southern Russia along the Black Sea coast, flights as well going into the Asian part of Russia. So it's one of the biggest airports in Moscow and in Russia itself.
When four planes crashed in the United States on September 11, 2001, people immediately had some suspects in mind. Do Russian authorities have suspects in mind, Lawrence?
Although the Russian authorities aren't saying they have any suspects, usually in these types of cases involving a possible terrorist attack, it's only a matter of time before Chechen rebels or groups linked to Chechen rebels, pro-Islamist radical groups, are fingered. So far, the Chechen rebels, at least the moderate Chechen rebels, have denied responsibility, but there are much more radical figures among the Chechens who have never disavowed terror attacks against civilians. They think and state that they believe that civilians are fair game, Russian civilians. I should state that there is an election in Chechnya this weekend to elect a new Moscow-backed leader. There's no question that the Kremlin-backed candidate is going to win that election handily. But quite often the Chechen rebels, the radicals among the Chechens, like to stage large events close to these Kremlin-organized events. And over the weekend, there was an attack in the Chechen capital, Grozny, which claimed the lives of about 50 servicemen and pro-Moscow Chechen police. And Russian authorities, as a matter of fact, have said that they had been looking for the possibility of attacks during the run-up to this election.
Thanks. It's NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.
Thank you, Steve.
And again, two planes crashed almost simultaneously in Russia last night.